Radio. Today's podcast is brought to you by OB Sports, one of the world leaders in professional golf management, development, and consultation since 1972. You can visit OB Sports on the web at www.obsports.com. Today we're going to talk about actually the several games that golf is all in one. Now, the majority of players think that playing golf involves hitting the ball from one place to another in the fewest strokes possible. And while that is what the game is all about, there's much more to it than this. There's a mechanical side of the game. First, the player needs to know where the ball's going, how far they hit each club. Not how far they hit that club the best shot of their lives, but how far they're going to carry that club. Whether the ball's going to curve or not, and in what direction, and the kind of trajectory the ball will take, and finally, if they want the ball to stop, roll after it hits, take one bounce and stop, or spin back. That's the mechanical aspect of the game. Then there's the mental side of the game. The mental process involves clearing the mind of all swing thoughts, any outside distractions. It's tough to play golf if you're thinking about you have to get home and cut the grass or wash the car, take the kids to the dentist, or you had a bad day at work. Any on-course distractions, like your playing partners being too slow, talking in your backstroke, undoing the Velcro on their gloves, all part of gamesmanship, but those are also on-course distractions. And finally, staying in the present. For instance, if you made a double bogey on a hole the day before, the natural tendency when you get to that same tee the next day is to think about the outcome of yesterday. So rather than fill your thoughts of yesterday's double bogey, instead, as you stand on the tee, imagine you've never played this hole before, so therefore you're taking the negative aspects of this hole away from your conscious mind. You have to remember that the brain absorbs negatives 5 times faster than positives. So if a player stands on the tee and sees water right, and then they tell themselves don't hit it to the right because there's water there, the brain only hears the word water and it doesn't know do from don't. You need to acknowledge the fact that there's trouble on the right by seeing it and then tell yourself, I'll hit it down the left side. Then there's the physical part of the game. A lot of players today try and do things in their golf swing that they're not physically capable of doing. They may not be able to turn their shoulders 90 degrees, take the club back to parallel at the top of the swing, keep their left foot on the ground during the backswing, or complete their turn through the ball on the downswing. But yet I see players each and every day trying to do these kinds of things, which forces them to overswing, lose their posture and balance. It's all they can do to even make contact with the golf ball. And finally, there is the equipment part of the game. Once again, the average players tried to build their game and use the same equipment as the best players in the world. If the tour players are using drivers with 10 degrees or more aloft, why in the world would a 30 handicapper even attempt to hit an 8-degree driver? The world's best players all use equipment that is fitted to them per their specifications. Most of them are trying to hit the ball higher to get more carry, while the average player is trying to hit it lower and get more run. So to sum it up, the world's best players know where the ball's going the majority of the time, what kind of curvature it's going to have, if the ball's going to check up, spin back, or roll forward, and they know within a couple of yards how far the ball carries with every club in their bag. Most of these players also work with some form of sports psychologist on their mental game, a physical trainer to keep them in peak shape for golf, and then, of course, their swing coach. So you got to ask yourself this question. If the best players in the world all have teachers they worked with to improve their game, why in the world would amateurs ever expect to play any better by either working on it themselves or even worse, taking advice from their friends? Think about the things I've talked about today and see how they fit in your golf game. If you seriously want to improve, then you need to take the steps necessary to reach your goal. This podcast was brought to you by Memphis Golf Institute, where you're only one swing away from game improvement.